I've been spending the past couple of weeks analyzing the data from our fall bird counts at the Lakewood Pumping Station. We totaled over 115,000 birds this year in 159 hours of counting, averaging out to 728 birds every hour. Extrapolating that over the whole season, literally millions of birds must migrate through the North Shore Hawk Ridge Flyway every fall. Blue jays are among the most abundant migrants. Almost 14,000 of them were counted going through this fall. That's certainly an underestimate of their real numbers. Jays fly nice and slow in straight lines, so they're easy to count, but we miss quite a few flying below the tree line. Blue jays aren't typical migrants. Even though so many leave, a lot of them stick it out up here through the worst of winters. The two that live on my corner of Peabody Street have been here at least 2 years now, cruising back and forth between my yard and my neighbor's in search of peanuts and Purina cat chow. Three groups of migrants were even more numerous than jays this year. Almost 15,000 pine siskins, over 18,000 robins, and 21,000 warblers were tallied. Siskins are the hardest birds of all to count accurately. They move in large, tight flocks, each bird shifting position in the flock as they zip past. We recognize them by this flight pattern and by their flight calls. It was heartening to note 133 bluebirds this year. Bluebirds had been almost extirpated from this region because of DDT and competition for nest sites with the introduced European starling. Now bluebirds are increasing in numbers thanks to people setting out nest boxes. If you live in open country and would like to start a bluebird trail so we have even more to count next fall, I'd be happy to send you information about building nest boxes. Just drop me a line. And if you don't live in bluebird country, you can still help them by making a contribution to the non-game wildlife checkoff on your next income tax form. The DNR's Bluebird Recovery Program deserves a lot of the credit for the recent surge in bluebird numbers. The weirdest bird counted this fall from the pump house was an anhinga. This bird, also known as a snake bird, normally lives in the Everglades and in other swamps of the Deep South and the tropics. Fortunately, I had two competent witnesses to that bird, otherwise maybe nobody would have believed it. The tamest birds counted were the 264 palm warblers, many of which lighted right on the brick wall next to us to rest a spell before lighting out. They always seem to greet us with a bob of their tails before they take off for the southern United States. Right now, some of them are down in Florida and Texas, cheering human snowbirds a while before they head north again in a few weeks. The tiniest migrants were the 54 hummingbirds. They didn't stop to visit us. They had a date beyond the Gulf of Mexico and couldn't afford to dawdle. Millions of birds pass by here each year, most uncounted and unnoticed. It's comforting to think about this annual passage, which has taken place for thousands of years and may well take place for thousands more. In 1988, again, their journey will be a safe one, at least along the North Shore, thanks to U.S. West's wise decision to withdraw their Moose Mountain Tower plan. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.